Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purion, and it is a very fun job to have as we're 10 days out from our first ever national convention and proud to announce that we've got more than 600 people that have already committed to attending. And I'll tell you what, it's not slowing down. So I'm guessing we're going to have between 650 to 700 people packing the Westin Hotel in Long Beach, California. It's going to be a ton of fun. So I've got a bird's eye view here as things cross my desk and cross my computer, new products, new tools, new videos, new training, big events coming out of conventions, big announcements and promotions. We've got great speakers, corporate speakers, field speakers, guest speakers. We're going to have amazing food and healthy happy hours four times throughout the weekend and killer AV and lots of music, dancing, fun, craziness. So I hope that you're already committed to being part of it. And if you are, congratulations, and we'll see you in Long Beach in less than 10 days. And if you're not, I really want you to consider it hard, because if you're thinking that Purion is going to be a big part of your life and this business is something that's important to you, making that investment in yourself is going to be a big, big, big decision and a big deal and an important decision, because I know that when you make that big decision and you make that commitment and you meet the people that are involved with the company and you get the wisdom of the field leaders that are driving this business, you'll have a much better understanding of how to build a successful Purion business. So, we're just going to have lots of great stuff, and there's no substitute for being there firsthand. So coming out of convention, we'll certainly be doing conference calls and email blasts, but, if you want to get a full dose of what's going on and how to build a business, you need to be at convention. And if you enrolled in the last 30 days, then you can your convention ticket is only $179, and again, understand that includes four healthy happy hours, lunch, dinner, amazing recognition ceremony, lots of giveaways, and we're going to have so many cool things, including shirts and different things you can purchase that will only be available at convention. So I hope that you got your room booked, whether it's at the Westin or the Hyatt or the Courtyard by Marriott, and you're ready to go, and you're pushing for your next rank, so that Saturday night as we do our recognition, that you're going to be there and be there at the level that you want to be there, so you can get recognized appropriately. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm glad so many people are involved in making this a success. And I know that one of the people that are going to be there is our next speaker. Her name is Pialani Schneider. She's a red diamond from Hawaii. And I heard her on a training call just last week, and she was talking about a training that she does called Creating a Why That Makes You Want to Cry. And when I heard that, I said, wow, that's something that people need to hear about. And so I've got my pen and paper out and may jump on the call here at the end just to wrap things up. But I'm going to turn the call over to Pialani so she can share with you what she shared with her team and some of the success that she's having in her business as she builds toward Crown, with getting a deeper understanding of why people are in the Purion business and how that helps them to be successful and helps her to help them be successful. So, Pialani, call's all yours.
Thank you, David. That was awesome. I appreciate it. First of all, I'm totally honored to be invited to help you with this training call tonight. I should start from the beginning and share where I came from so everyone understands my passion for finding our whys. But first and foremost, I want to sincerely thank you and Dave and Amy and all the Purion staff and Teddy and Brandy and Holly and Tracy and Darren Arna and all my amazing team that I've been blessed to guide through the tools that we have and to the many new friends that I've made. It's just been such an amazing journey, and I just feel extremely grateful and honored to be able to share this time with you and everybody on the call. My beginnings were pretty rough. When I found Purion, I was typical full-time corporate world. I had a good job. I was director of development of a national nonprofit, but I wasn't happy. I found myself Hawaii is so expensive to live in, and I found myself with a lot more month than paycheck. And I'm a single mom, and I raised my child pretty much three weeks out of the month with money and 1 week without, where it came to the point where just not being able to drive too far because I didn't have gas for the car, or serving ramen or saimin. My daughter is very well aware of we had ramen quite often because that was a very inexpensive way of feeding us. And there was just no future. There was no dreams. I did find solace volunteering at church. I was still a happy person. I was steadfast in prayer, and I was always pretty faithful. And so when I found Purium, I found a way of not only originally was introduced because of the health aspect, but after making my money back in the first 2 weeks, I found a way of finally being able to pay my bills. I was making about $2,000 a month, but I wasn't committed to the building the business. I hit the executive spot sharing gift cards, and I actually maintained that rank for about 3 months. And although Tracy Fujikane and Holly Pasquale were always helping me with my business plan at the beginning of each month, I just wasn't checked in. And in hindsight, I look back, I just wasn't checked in. I was stuck. I saw myself in the world that I was at, and the world of having a hard time paying bills. I was stuck at that level. Even though my debt wasn't mounting anymore, my debt was still there. My car was still breaking down, and at that time, my child was away at college, and I really never could see myself visiting her yet. So I was just stuck. I was stuck in frustration mode, although I was supplementing my income, although Purium was there, although I was not living in a pain, I was still stuck, and my home became my cave. I would just hide in my cave, And so I was grateful for Purium for helping me lose the weight. I was grateful for Purium helping me make a little bit of money. But I still wasn't dreaming. And so there was just no future that I could imagine. And then what happened was in December, a friend of mine handed me the 4-year career. It's a network marketing industry book. And if people haven't read it, I highly recommend reading it. It in December, it rocked my world to the point where I couldn't sleep. And I realized I needed to check into Purium. I needed to get checked in. At that point, I realized I had a vehicle. I had something that I could start building dreams with and a future with. And so I started to lift up my business in prayer. And for the first time, I actually called Tracy to help me brainstorm what I could do so that I could take the steps so that I can actually quit my job. I was actually thinking about quitting my job in December, and I wanted to make Purium full-time. That's how much that 4-year career rocked my world. I wanted to become a professional network marketing. I wanted to become a network marketing professional, and I wanted that lifestyle. I wanted that time freedom. I wanted to be able to support my daughter the way she deserved to be supported. And so I just went through a business plan with Tracy. I started praying every morning, writing my team on cards, lifting those names up, asking for his guidance and wisdom. And what I should have been doing all along in this business was just seeking his guidance. And so that just became my guiding. Every move I make, every call I made, every decision I made, I lifted it up in prayer because I knew that this was the one thing that I had been praying for all these years, and I just didn't see it. And so one morning I lifted up the cards in prayer, and his voice was so incredibly loud. And he just basically said very loud and clear, help them find their why. Sorry. And it was such an amazing sign and an amazing message that ever since then, that's what I've been doing with my team. But before I could help them find theirs, I had to find mine, and that's the only reason why I'm so emotional right now. I had to find mine before I could help them find theirs. It just wasn't easy to dream, you guys. When you're stuck, and I know some people can relate to this, when you're stuck, it's so difficult to dream again. So I get it. I get it when I try to help my team find their why. I get when they're where they're coming from. But that's what made it easier for me to help them. And so to help me in that process, what I want to share with you guys today is look for pictures on the internet and start a dream board. A dream album, a dream board album in Facebook, and start pinning pictures into that dream board. That was my first step to help myself open up my dream space and really start believing that I could have that life that everybody else was living that I wasn't. And that was a valuable step for me to make, and I truly recommend people to start going on internet, start pulling over some photographs of your favorite home, your favorite house, all of that kind of stuff, and start pulling those photographs over to your dream board on Facebook. That did a couple things for me. First of all, it actually shared with the world who I was participating with on Facebook, the social world. It actually shared with them that, wow, she's dreaming. And so it really did share the lifestyle. But I started looking for pictures and throwing that on the dream board. And what happened was it was such a growing change for me. It was such a growing movement for me. I was in such a beautiful space than where I had been before. You know, I mean, I was a smiler. I was happy before. But like most people, we smile on the outside. And nobody really knows what's going on inside. So I finally, for the first time, started smiling on the inside the way I was smiling on the outside. So it was an awesome experience. And I just started loving life. I loved every day. I loved waking up every day to my potential future with Purium, and I started really carving out time at work, carving out time at lunch, making phone calls on my drive to work, making phone calls when I came home from work, really, really putting in the time I needed to do so that I can go full-time, so I can do Purium full-time. And in January, I hit diamond. February, my volume doubled. I hit green and went above that. By the time mid-March came around, my business volume had matched my February volume, and on March 17th, I gave my notice. I had no net, though. I had zero net. Although I was making a little bit of money, I was simply paying off debt, but I knew that I would miss out on this. I would miss out on something big. I really had to trust the amazing momentum that was happening in my business, and it was a divine momentum. I mean, it was incredible after he told me to just help them find their why, and then all of a sudden all this momentum came, and it was just one of those things where I was extremely grateful, and I needed to let go of what was making me unhappy, and that was that job. That job was pulling me down. The job was making me so unhappy going into work, and so I needed to go full-time, and thank God what happened. The first full-time month, my income actually doubled. That was my first five-figure income month. And the last 3 months, 3 to 4 months full-time, have been more than anything I could ever dream of. Each month, my why changes. You know, it's not all about me anymore. It's not only about me and my dreams, but it really is about my team.
So Piolani, thanks so much for sharing your story. As you connect with other people and find out their why, at what point, you know, when they join your team, do you reach out to them, and how do you reach out to them to ask them about that?
Oh, it's I'm glad you're asking that, Dave, because from the get-go, you know, I have such a passion that when someone looks at the business and they're looking at it at a time where we still have this massive market coming at us, they're looking at it at a time where you know, we have, like you would say, that first mover's advantage. I want them to know that they're getting this opportunity of changing their life. And yeah, it's the 10-day transformation, great, you know, and I allow them to go through those first 3 days. I don't bug them for the first 3 days, but I let them know what's coming up the pike, and I definitely let them know what's happening after that. And it's pretty much right from the get-go, Dave, that I pretty much want them to start dreaming about where they can be, because I know for a lot of us, Perium is not only about the weight loss and the health. A lot of us see this industry as a way of creating wealth, and we all want it. We're just scared. We're scared of it because of other failures. So I just really want to paint that picture right from the get-go.
Well, I think it really is important. You know, when you can connect people to their passions, they can more effectively reset their priorities. You know, I like to say this is a business that's easy to do, and it's a business that's easy not to do because you don't have a boss, because you don't have a place to show up. And so it is that inner drive. It is that inner passion. It is that commitment to something bigger that helps to fuel people's efforts to continue to move forward, you know, through, you know, the process of having success. And because it's a highly leveraged business, sometimes that process for success may take longer than they wish. So what are some questions that you ask people to tap into their why, besides creating a dream board? You know, are there any specific questions that you find that unlock, you know, maybe a bigger purpose or get people really plugged into being motivated to work hard for something? What are some of those questions that you like to ask?
You know, it varies depending on who I'm talking to, but pretty much for the most part, I try to ask about if I were to talk to, say, you, I'd ask you, if you had all the money in the world, first of all, what amount would that be for you? And then second of all, how would that change your life? How would that change your life? How would you feel in that new life? If you could make $50,000 a month residual income, you know, how would that make you feel? How would that change your life after paying all your debt off, after the student loans, after paying on the debt, out of debt, how would you feel? And that's pretty much, I have them write that down. And sometimes I tell you what, it's an eye opener for me because I know that's where I was at that point, but a lot of people have said it's really hard for me to dream, and I don't let them stop. It's not an excuse. I get it out of them.
Well, good. Well, I think it is true. I think that the pressures of day to day life for so many people, you know, when they're, you know, looking on their desk and there's an unopened bill and they're afraid to open it up, you know, when you ask somebody, you know, dream, what would it be like to have $50,000 a month in residual income? You know, people respond to that in different ways. And I think even just the response is interesting as to whether somebody embraces that and they're obviously ready for change and they're excited about change and they're big thinkers and creative and imaginative, or whether that frightens them, or whether that, you know, really, you know, makes them stop in their tracks. You know, it helps you to get a barometer of where they are in their life, but, you know, just to care enough to ask that question oftentimes will help people, you know, unlock some feelings and feel more connected to you. This is a relationship business and a mentoring business and a support business. And so when somebody knows that somebody above them cares enough to ask, then that may make them feel like I can trust enough to work. You know, and so just the whole process can be, you know, more than whatever the specific answer is.
Yeah.
So any other stories you want to share about that process as you've talked to some of your people? And, you know, we call it the why that makes you want to cry. Anything, you know, that comes from that, or any other, you know, questions or experiences that you think might be relevant to people as they think about, oh my gosh, I'm really not doing that with my team. How, you know, what would be the benefits, or how does that go down?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've actually had some teammates call me and ask how to motivate their team, and so I just go ahead and schedule a conference call with their members and help their members find their why. I actually take 5 minutes on a conference call and allow them time to write it down, and I allow them each to share their messages. And every time I hear somebody else's why, it just makes my why even greater, because now it isn't only about me. It's about them reaching their why. And so I take it very personal when someone dreams with me. And I've had the privilege of actually now dreaming with my own daughter who, you know, after 20 years of struggling, we both are dreaming together, and that's absolutely so beautiful. You know, we've always lived in an apartment, so now we're talking about getting a home, and although she's probably old enough to live on her own, I was going to get an apartment for her and my son, and she goes, no, Mom, I want to live in the home. I want to live in a house. And so to being able to help my daughter to see a future for herself, to believe in a future that she can create using the peer vehicle. She's on her verge of becoming a director this month. She is still a college athlete, so she can't do a whole lot because she can't enforce any product. But she has a future that she can believe in, and that, as a mom, is amazing to be able to leave that legacy behind for my daughter. I also have a son. And I tell you what, if it weren't for you and Purium and everybody that has been helping us along this way, I just really challenge everyone who's listening on this call. I challenge the Purium team with us tonight. If you had all the money in the world, what would you do? Take the time to write that down and read it every morning and every night. Read it until you truly believe it. Because until we have that dream, until we have that why so big, the why that hits our core, the why that makes us cry, all those how-tos, all the how-tos of how to build a business and all the tools that we have, they just don't matter. We have to open up our dream space. This is where I was the first 3 months in business. I didn't open up my dream space. So even though all these tools were coming at me, it didn't matter. I didn't have my own dream. So I challenge everybody to grab your dream.
Well, that's great advice, Pilani. I know that when you and I were talking earlier, you know, it's interesting that your why has changed. You know, when you first started, you had an injured foot and had some pain and had some weight to lose. And so if I would have asked you, you know, on day 1, 2, 5, 7 of your Purium career, your why might have been, you know, I'd like to get healthier. I'd like to reduce this pain. I'd like to lose some weight. And then after 2-3 months, having shared the gift cards and having some success and making some 4-figure checks, you know, if I asked you your why, I'm guessing it might have been, you know, I'd really like to earn enough money to, you know, to quit my job. You know, and if I asked you your why after 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, as your business really took on momentum, you left your job and you started to connect with people at a much higher level and started to dream bigger about, you know, this home and this legacy and helping people to find and discover their why, your why would have evolved even further. And so I think that's another great lesson, is that this is not a one-time exercise. This is not a, I did that already. This is not a, it's in a book or in a piece of paper or on a piece of paper and it's closed up and gathering dust. You know, this is an ongoing process, and the most successful people in the world use that dream board, have that dream board, constantly add to that dream board, because it, you know, if you've heard the word visionary, you know, really all a visionary is someone who can identify something that they can imagine and see and dream about, and then move one step closer to it every single day. And so it's that combination of being able to think big, but be able to work on a day-to-day basis to reprioritize and do the how-tos. That's why the bigger your why, the easier your how, is because once you know why you're in business, once you're clear on your passion and why you're doing this, then it's much easier to do the day-to-day stuff so that you're willing to be on the conference call, do the healthy happy hour, post on Facebook, to do the things that are necessary to move you forward all the time. So just like you said, Pilani, you know, all these how-tos were kind of coming at you, whizzing past you, and you weren't grabbing hold of them because you weren't tapped into that why. And once you got clear on that, you know, it helped you to take hold of the how-to part of it. So if I could put a wrap on it, you know, I would say that, you know, for some of you, the missing piece is exactly as Pilani shared. You know, the missing piece is you don't have the dream, you're not clear about your passion, you haven't written it down, put it in pictures, and really allowed yourself to understand what life could look like without financial or health barriers. And that's a great place to start. And then, you know, for others of you, you know, it may be the opposite way, that, you know, the getting, working from the bottom up can also be helpful, which is, you know, what are the things that are right in front of you 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, if you're more of a grinder, to say, hey, this is what I want to accomplish in the next 2 or 3 months. You know, I want to get this bill paid off. I want to save up for this vacation. I want to be able to fix my car, you know, by this date. But either way, whether it's a big dream and a big vision, or whether all you can do right now is get clear on something that's more concrete and right in front of you, either way, you know, getting passionate about that, tying your emotion to that why, and then reprioritizing your activities to understand, or get with somebody in your upline to make sure they can help you to understand, you know, what are the activities necessary. In fact, one of the things I'm really excited about we're going to have at convention is we're going to have an average earnings chart by rank. So you can look and see, oh, wow, that's how much a diamond makes, or that's how much a blue diamond makes, or that's how much a crown makes. Well, that gives me a more concrete goal so that you can start to connect all the parts and pieces of your passion and your why and your goal and helping others to the financial side, so that all the parts and pieces can come together. So, you know, really, really great stuff, Pilani. Thanks so much for sharing. Any last advice or words as you're thinking about wrapping up this call?
Just thank you so much. Thank you, because without you and Terry, none of us could even start dreaming again. So thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate everybody being on the line tonight, and it is going to be a huge celebration of entrepreneurs in Long Beach at convention. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be sharing information like this, and whether it's from the main stage or whether it's just a little conversation over a healthy happy hour cocktail, where, you know, you're having a little power shake and meeting somebody new like Pilani, who, you know, says, here, this is what I'm doing, this is what's worked for me. You know, I've made it to Red Diamond, and I was where you were 6 months ago, and let me tell you what the difference was. And just getting a couple of those insights and answers could be more important than anything that's said from main stage. So, you know, we got lots of smart people, lots of successful people, a lot of passionate and motivated people. So surround yourself with those people. Join us at convention. We're going to have a lot of fun. And, you know, do what Pilani said. Make sure that you write it down, create a dream board, and don't stop until you got a why that makes you want to cry. So thanks so much, Pilani, for sharing that tonight. Thanks, everybody, for listening in. David Sandoval, tomorrow night, he's going to be talking about energy, rocking energy from within. So we're not going to be talking about caffeine. We're going to be talking about cellular energy and some of the products that Purion has to create amazing energy. So it should be a really interesting call. Join us tomorrow night, and thanks for joining us tonight. Good night, everybody.
Thanks, Pilani.